Mary Shelley, The Short Stories. Born in 1797, her mother died when she was only 11 days old. Mary was then raised by her father, who remarried when she was four, with a liberal but informal upbringing. At 17, she began the relationship with the poet Percy Bysshe Shelley, which was the bedrock of her life, although society viewed the unmarried somewhat differently. It was in this relationship that she nurtured and edited Shelley's verse, and wrote at 21 her signature work, Frankenstein, for which she is so well known. Her husband drowned when she was 25, which added further to the earlier loss of three of her four children. Beset with such great tragedy, at only 53, a brain tumour was to take her own life. In this volume we turn our attention to her short stories, which creep with menace and view the world with a very suspicious eye. Our stories are read for you by Gisela Rowe and Richard Midgley. The Mortal Immortal by Mary Shelley. July the 16th, 1833. This is a memorable anniversary for me. On it, I complete my 323rd year. The Wandering Jew? Certainly not. More than 18 centuries have passed over his head. In comparison with him, I am a very young immortal. Am I then immortal? This is a question which I have asked myself by day and night for now 303 years, and yet cannot answer it. I detected a grey hair amidst my brown locks this very day. That surely signifies decay. Yet it may have remained concealed there for 300 years, for some persons have become entirely white-headed before 20 years of age. I will tell my story.